respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government will end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
When the Nazis came to get the communists, I was silent because I was not a communist. When they came to get the socialists, I was silent. When they came to get the Catholics, I was silent. When they came to get the Jews, I was silent. And when they came to get me, there was no one left to speak. Today I recall the words of Pastor Martin Niemöller, writing from 1930s Germany. Freedom House cannot be silent today. We are proud to join in solidarity with those speaking out in defense of Falun Gong on the steps of our nation's capital. The U.S. administration has classified China as, quote, a country of particular concern for its repression of religious and spiritual groups such as Falun Gong. The State Department has determined that religious freedom has deteriorated markedly over the past year. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, of which I'm a member, has found that violations of religious freedom in China are systematic and egregious. For 2 years, the brutal repression of the Beijing regime has been on shocking display against the Falun Gong spiritual movement. For 2 years, the government of the People's Republic of China has relentlessly abused, tortured, and imprisoned tens of thousands of its own people, incarcerated some in psychiatric hospitals, and killed others. Reportedly, 250 have died in custody simply for practicing Falun Gong. This demonic assault against freedom of belief must stop. We urge President Bush and Secretary of State Colin Powell to lean hard in upcoming trade discussions, impressing China's leaders for religious freedom, for freedom for Falun Gong, for freedom for Catholics, Protestants, Tibetan Buddhists, and other Muslims.